There's a new report of a bounty on Christians in India. China's Communist Party campaigns against house churches. And a medical ministry fights brain drain in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The All India Christian Council says Hindu extremists have offered a bounty on Christian heads. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. While he couldn't directly confirm the report, he says
that it's entirely in keeping with our observations on the ground. And every town, village, and city has posters that immortalize the Swami who was killed, who had urged the extinction of Christians. And on every poster, it says, stop conversions.
Rather than settling down, it looks like another wave of violence is coming.
There was a huge rally, about 10,000 people, and they're urging the government, stop the Christians. And they promised that they would launch another attack on Christians by Christmas Day.
Stravers says they're shifting the resources to safer areas of ministry.
Christians cannot gather openly. In this case, it's best to not be provocative. So the literacy classes in some of the children's Bible clubs have been stopped, and some of the church planters have been reassigned to other locations. And in the meantime, just helping to support and pray for assistance to those 60,000 Christians have been displaced.
Next, Open Doors USA is continuing gospel distribution despite a crackdown by Chinese officials. House churches are viewed as an unstable social element that the Chinese Communist Party hopes to purge. Open Doors put the gospel into the hands of youth pastors across China during the Olympic Games in Beijing. They plan to continue this ministry despite a nationwide campaign against house church leaders. Pray that persecution against Christians ends soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. International AIDS Myron Aldrink says the medical training hospital they built in 2005 with several other partners is improving the medical situation in Ghana.
This group of partners have gotten together in Ghana with the purpose of better training the doctors in West Africa to better take care of the healthcare needs in that area.
The medical center is partially in response to the loss of over half the doctors who are leaving the country for higher pay. The institute is taking advantage of technology to expand their skills training and looking at growth plans that includes a long-distance learning program.
What is trained in Ghana could be sent to Nigeria, could be sent to Benin and all the rest. So long-distance learning is also an innovation that we plan to develop more in the next year or so.
International Aid is using their position as a Christian institute to provide excellent health care while being a light for Christ. Meanwhile, an MK school is reaching lost children with the gospel in Bolivia, South America. Betsy Phillips is a missionary with the Mission Society. She's serving as the elementary school chaplain at the Santa Cruz Christian Learning Center. While the school was started 30 years ago for missionary kids, that's not the case anymore, says Phillips.
It has grown since then, though, and now has an outreach to families there in Santa Cruz. Half the student population are missionary kids from a number of different mission organizations, but the other half come from there in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
According to Phillips, this is an incredible missions opportunity.
Some of the students, obviously, who come from there come from non-Christian homes. Many of them come from middle or upper middle class families. So we have the opportunity to impact them with the message of Jesus Christ and see them take that home to their families.
She says as students grow in their faith, they'll become the next generation leaders who could see society transformed for Christ. And Sat 7 is broadcasting Jesus' compassion to hopeless young Iranians. 60% of Iranians are under the age of 25, and many are disillusioned by the lack of jobs and freedoms. Sat 7 hopes to encourage young people by showing them that the man of sorrows understands their pain. The Christian Music Show is a mix of locally produced music videos set to Western Christian songs. Sat 7 hopes to encourage Iranian youth through this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book, providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.